Hello and welcome to Trust and Evil.
I'm Bryony.
And I'm Sam.
And we are on the update of Lucy Letby.
We are. There is a verdict.
There is, after I don't even know how many days, like
28
days.
A lot of time.
It's a long time for the jury to be out.
Is. Then, but rightly so. We said that, haven't we, in previous cases. Big case. Big case. They had to go over all the evidence and whatnot.
Like one of the biggest cases I think we've seen.
Definitely. I'm pretty sure the news said she is now one of the biggest serial killers in England.
I'd say she is. And, oh, yeah, well, she's guilty, by the way, if you didn't know.
Yeah, she has been found guilty. So, do you want to tell them what of?
Of seven murders and six attempted murders.
Yeah. And there is more, isn't there, that they're unsure. Well, the jury couldn't reach a decision on because she attempted to murder the same babies more than once.
Yeah, so the babies that she attempted to kill, there was a few, wasn't there, that she tried to murder over like a few nights or sometimes a few hours, wasn't it? And she was unsuccessful in some of them, so she went back and either murdered them or tried to murder them.
Yeah.
And so I feel sad for the families, the ones that they couldn't reach a verdict on, because I think like, imagine, like, thinking, oh, she's been found guilty of your murders.
Yeah, we can put blame to her for that, but not for this.
Yeah, because some families, look, I know I'd look for that.
Yeah.
I would.
I don't think it would help at all, but you'd still want that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it's like the families that don't know where their loved ones are and they know they're dead. It's like, if we know where they are, we can then move on to the next chapter.
Yeah. Like you said, next chapter, I like that, because it's not move on, it's sort of go to the next thing, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. And some of these babies might not have been in their parents' lives for very long, and they might not have survived, even if she did, you know, didn't do what she did. But they will never know that now.
No, they will never know. And any chance that they had, she took away.
Yeah. And, like, we obviously didn't know if she was guilty or not, and we were unbiased for it all.
We were totally unbiased.
We're so unbiased.
Yeah.
And, you know, all the ones that left us comments being like, oh, my God, you should be unbiased. Fuck you.
No, we shouldn't, because we're not news. We are not the media. Well, I guess we are sort of on social media and whatnot, but we're not reporters. We say what we think. You know, it is what it is, and we both thought she was guilty.
Yeah, 100%. And you didn't even know the case, did you?
I knew there was babies that had died.
Yeah.
And the nurse. Yeah. But I purposely didn't look into stuff because I knew you were covering it.
Yeah, and then we cover it, and you're like, hold on a minute, like, off recording, she's like, there's no way she can't be guilty. And I'm like, oh, you wait till next week. And then that happens, and she's like, there's no way. And I'm like, oh, you wait, it gets worse. Like, every time I'm like, you wait, it gets worse. Like,
yeah, I will say, for those of you that thought we were shoving a guilty verdict down your neck before there was one, there's so much we didn't put in.
of our own opinions, man, massively. And that was us trying to be unbiased, so imagine us not trying to be.
I am so glad there is something now. You know, if this court case, as much as it's captured the world's interest, or England for sure.
Oh, like, I think the world probably.
Yeah,
imagine,
I think so.
Like this in America.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. And I think there's only one American podcast that's been covering
it.
I'm like, what are you all doing? Hello, we're here. You know, it's like little island over here, you know, with the biggest serial killer ever.
Hello.
Hello.
But yeah, I'm glad that the parents have had something, even the ones that don't have a particular charge for their baby or whatever. I'm glad that Lucy is facing something now for them.
But we got together just to record this tonight, didn't we?
Sure did.
We did. We got together, and then I was like, well, if you're coming over to do a podcast, we might as well go out.
Yeah.
And then it rained.
And then it rained. But we're going to go out anyway.
Well, yeah, it's raining, but, you know, doesn't matter.
We'll go through it.
We're going to go out in my little town with like two pubs. No clubs. Two pubs. Maybe three at push. And we're going to go and ruin all our lives.
Yeah. But I am so glad that there has been a verdict now. It's been driving me crazy waiting. Like I said, I understand why we've had to wait. I completely get it. Support it. Glad the jury done their job. And the poor jury, we've said that a million times, haven't we?
Oh, I do feel sorry for them. I really do. And I think they've done really well.
Yeah.
And I get it not making verdicts on everything, because I think there's some things that the evidence just wasn't there. Mm-hmm. Like, they're looking and they're like, hold on a minute, like, we've looked at this, we looked at that, but you can't 100% honestly say, hand on heart, she was there. Or
it's reasonable doubt, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think they've done really well to find her guilty on some and not of others, because I think it really does show that they've actually looked at every single thing. Yeah. And I think even the time they've spent, like, it's not them trying to get off work.
No, no, not of course a little it's bit. Not.
No, I'm joking. It's not them trying to get off work. It's just them thinking, like, look, we can see this. She's definitely guilty here. We've got this, we've got that. But even more stuff come out now that I didn't even realise. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, shit, I didn't even notice that. Or it didn't even register in my brain, actually. Yeah.
She, apparently, from what I've seen, she's going to get sentenced on Monday.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll be
we won't be able to do an update. We can do an update on our page.
Yeah.
What we will say, though, is we were doing goodie bags. They're all gone. We'll be out. And thank you, everyone, that's joined our page.
Yeah, thank you.
We hope that you listen to our podcast as well. Because it's weird, because the numbers that are on our podcast do not justify the numbers
of
our page.
At all, do they?
So I hope that they actually really do. Because we don't plug our page much. Like, we did, didn't we? We went for a little bit of being like, join Justin Evil. And I'll say it sometimes, but we don't, not like
we kind
every
of mention
time.
It every day, but we don't, every podcast, but we don't. Shove it down your throat.
No, and I think thank you for everyone that's joined. And yeah, so the goodie bags are gone, but we're going to do something else. But we're not going to tell you yet.
With ideas, aren't we?
We're going to do something else, which is going to be even more lovely.
Yeah, and we are going to sort of post some stuff on our page just to get your feedback, like what kind of thing you guys want.
Yeah, we want you to decide what you want and we will do it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My final thought for the Lucy Letby thing is what do you think is going to happen next? Will she appeal? How is she going to get him in prison?
Well, the problem is she can appeal, but it doesn't matter if her grounds. She won't. It depends if she's got grounds to appeal.
Yeah,
she might appeal it, but then there was always a case of like she'll definitely get life without parole, 100 million percent. She won't be getting out.
Yeah,
she'll be in with like Myra Hindley and people like that. Yeah. Like unlucky lover. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you'll be in with the worst of the worst. Tim was like, "Oh, she'll get murdered." I was like, "No, she won't." Like, are you joking me? She'll be protected.
For now, she will be.
No, but look at the people like Myra Hindley and people like that. Like, they're so protected in prison. Like, it's they get on the paedophile wing, and in that wing, it's not, but majority of them don't give a shit if you've had kids or not. And it's like the ones that my friend used to work on in prison. She was like that was the worst floor I used to work on. She was like, because you get like 18-year-olds in there and you'd be like, shit, what are you doing? And they'd be like, oh, I had sex with a 17-year-old.
Mm.
And they're on the paedophile wing.
That's crazy.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's awful to think that that's that. But you get the ones that are just horrendous and like, the worst of the worst of don't give a shit. Like, they're not criminals.
Mm.
They are criminals. Well, they're not criminals. Yeah. They're disgusting. So yeah, she'll be on somewhere like that. Hopefully, though, like I said, that her and Savannah
will be just little cellmates
and they'll like beat each other up.
I just wonder, like, after she's
I'm gonna
through...
write to her,
are you
100 million percent? I am, yeah.
I wonder if she's gone like when she's gone down the appeal route, like, will she try and kill herself? Because she seems like that type
that
of person.
Yeah, no, I don't think
and
she
And there's
will.
Been a bit of sort of people mention it on our page and that.
I don't think she will kill herself.
She's very attention though, isn't
she? Might try. Is this?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I mean. Is you know, it's going to be attention based.
I literally when I saw her on the news, like her coming out, and she was like all like sad, and I thought, oh, she's definitely going to be one of those. Like on the phone to her mom, like, it's so bad in here. You just don't understand.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, I mean, to be fair, love, you put yourself there.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think's going to happen to you?
What do you think's going to happen?
Like, there was no way this
ended well.
No. No. And if you kill somebody, that's like, you must understand, like, all right, if I kill that person, I'm probably going to end up in prison. Do I really want to end up in prison? Could I cope in prison? Because I know I couldn't cope in prison. That's why I haven't killed anyone. Otherwise, I'd be murdering fucking everybody. I don't like anybody.
No. And these are babies, like, it's just a different scale, isn't it?
Yeah.
Completely different ball game.
But yeah, I do hope that she has beaten up in prison a little bit.
Mm.
We shouldn't
say stuff like that. We really shouldn't. But yeah, you murder babies. Like, what do you want from us?
Yeah, exactly. We're probably not going to say the worst things about her, but probably not going to say the best things.
No.
But I'm definitely going to write to her. 100 million percent. I'm going to invite her on and be like, you tell us your side of the story. If you didn't do it, you come on and you tell us your side of the story.
I would imagine she'll get a lot of offers now.
Yeah, she will. But I'll be like, I'm better than all those others because I can tell you now, I will rinse the floor of you.
I'm sure that will persuade her, Bryony. Well done.
No, I'd like to give you a free pen.
So anyway, guys, let us know what you think on our page. We've got a little discussion group going on there, but we'd love to hear what you think, because I know there is, from our little discussion group that we got, there are people that still believe in her innocence.
Yeah, I don't even know if there's so much innocence as such. I think they don't think that the evidence is there, but actually, if you really look at it,
yeah,
like if you just take just that doctor's account where he was like, something was niggling me, and I went up and I saw her looking over that baby, and the sats had dropped and everything had dropped, and I was looking at her and I was looking at Lucy and I was looking at the baby, and I'm basically thinking, are you going to help this baby? And she's like, meh, no. Like, just that in itself is enough for me to be like, yeah, she was a murderer.
And there were more, like, there's no sort of like her on camera doing these things purposely.
No.
But there are so many people saying, look, I saw this, I saw that. For me, that stops being coincidence, or stops being, you know.
Yeah.
And also,
she's an association to it all. Yeah. Like, if you're associated with that, you're probably doing it.
And I completely agree that the hospital were not on it and they need looking into and all the rest of it. I think there is so much that could have been. All right, you can't stop a murderer being a murderer. You can't do that. But if she was looked into before, if they were taking things serious when it first got flagged, yeah, the hospital is to blame for some of this. Not for the murders, but for the fact that they were allowed to go on and on and on like they did. Yeah, the hospital needs looking into for sure. So we're not shifting blame from them, because they need to answer for the part they played.
Yeah, of course. And I imagine they will do. I imagine they will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They'll be under a microscope now, I imagine.
Yeah. I imagine they already have, actually. I imagine the massive investigation that's gone on there. I'm surprised they haven't been shut down.
Yeah. But like I said, I think it was on the last podcast we did about Lucy Letby. I'm sure there are so many staff there that are bloody brilliant.
Yeah.
And it's such a shame. Such a
really
shame.
Sad. And we've had some that are like, my nieces and nephews were born there and the hospital wasn't actually that great. So we've got like other handers saying actually the hospital wasn't that great. Like they probably weren't that great. And if you can get away with it, is in not murdering, but if you can get away with just not really doing your job properly, like, and then you see that person getting away with it and that person getting away with it, why am I going to do my job when six other people are not doing their job?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it just is a, you need everybody to do their job properly.
Yeah.
For things like that to work. Even any job you do, but like for it to work, you need everybody doing their job properly. And if they're not going to, then
you're on a downward spiral, aren't you?
Yeah.
But also, cases like this are so bloody rare. Like, don't be afraid. I would imagine the massive, massive percentage of the healthcare system are there to help you.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want the best for you. All right, things aren't ideal, but you can normally trust in your doctors and nurses and whatnot. We are not disputing that by any means. So don't be afraid to go to the hospitals and stuff. This is so rare. It's just an awful story from an awful person doing awful things.
Yeah, it's just a sad situation.
So sad. So sad.
That was our update. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for listening,
go
guys.
Out and get drunk and forget about the world.
Yes. And we'll see you on our next case.
Which is
that's my case,
week,
I think. Isn't
it? It is your case, but I don't know if next week or the week after.
I think it's next week.
Next week, there you go, then see if I post it.
If you post
if I post it, who knows? I like to leave them all in.
She likes to leave you hanging.
I do. But the thing is though, I will say, I do go to post it and it won't upload. Sometimes it's an asshole.
Isn't playing ball,
No, and it won't upload and then I fall asleep or like I do something and I like sound a sweat, didn't upload. Like I swear, I've said that about 8 times, but didn't upload.
And then you forget.
Yeah. And then I go off and do my day job.
Yeah.
And I forget and I come back and I'm like, oh shit. Sam texts me again. She's like, just looking for the case and it's not there. And I'm like, oh yeah. Funny that.
But we're doing what we can.
Yeah, we try. We try.
That should be our motto, I think.
We try our best. We try, but don't succeed.
Yeah.
But yeah, thanks very much, guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.